Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
We're continuing tonight to go through Mark, and we're looking at healing tonight. We're looking at the priority of healing. We're looking at how healing came as the kingdom of God came to each place that it went. That place where Todd White was, Capernaum, was one of the places that Jesus did more miracles than any other place. And he did a lot of miracles, but his priority we see in this passage is proclamation. It's a proclamation of the kingdom of God. And we see as the kingdom of God came to the places that Jesus went, that healing was just something that naturally flowed with it. That as the kingdom was established in a place, the kingdom was established in people. And when the kingdom's established in people, healing is the fruit. See, healing is a normal part of the kingdom of God. It's as the kingdom of God is established from heaven to earth, healing is just a normal part. Here's a question. Is there any sickness in heaven? No. So when we pray on earth as it is in heaven, we're saying that realm where there is no sickness, we want to see it on earth. So whose kingdom is sickness part of? It's the God of this world. It's a sign and a symptom of the brokenness and the fallenness of this world. So when we pray, your kingdom come, we're praying expectantly that healing would flow with it. And we see that as Jesus proclaims the kingdom. He says, as he's begun in Mark, the time is at hand, that the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. Change your thinking, people, because the kingdom of God is here. And where the kingdom of God is, there is healing. As we look at healing, I want us to think about our experiences of healing. And so I would like us to just share testimonies of healing. So who's got a testimony that they would like to share? There's lots of great testimonies of healing. I'm going to share a few more later. I've picked a few little videos that I thought will just help us and encourage us, and so here's another one to
time
play
I was
out.
Going in to get my hair cut, and as I was getting ready to go, I just had this sense that I might actually have an opportunity to pray for Dewey, and I'd never thought about that ever before. And I had just been at a camp with some friends, and we had seen a whole bunch of people healed at that camp. It was wild. It was so fun. And so I get to the salon or whatever, sit in the chair, and Dewey knew I had been traveling, so he asked, where you been? You know, how things been? So I said, oh, me and some friends were at this camp. And, you know, I don't do this often, but I just thought, I should tell him stories. Like, how's he going to respond if I tell him stories of other people being healed? And so I said, it was crazy, Dewey. One night, like, tons of people got healed. Like, they were sick. There was problems in their bodies. And then God made them better. We prayed, and, like, miracles happened. And he was curious, and so I started actually telling him story after story. There was, you know, a bunch of kids whose, like, knees or elbows, shoulders were healed and cool stuff like that. So anyways, I'm telling Dewey these stories, and I kind of got lost in the stories. And when I was done, he looked at me in the mirror over my shoulder, and he's like, oh, you know, those are miracles. He started giving me some good advice. He's like, you know, I think you have to believe when you pray. And I'm like, I think that's it, Dewey. I think you're right. And then it was sort of like, I felt that was the moment. It was like, I think this is where I'm supposed to ask him if there's anything I can pray for him for. And so I just threw it out there. I'm like, Dewey, is there, like, anything I could pray for you for? You need healing for anything? And he's like, actually, yes. He said, when I'm cutting hair all day long, I'm bending side to side, you know, cutting sides and all that. He says, it hurts my back, and all night long my back hurts. It's just this, it's not cool. And I said, well, you know, I bet Jesus could do something about that. We could try praying. Like, what do you think? He's like, okay, can I keep cutting your hair? So I just sat there, eyes open, watching him cutting my hair, and I started talking to Jesus. And as I was praying, he started, like, testing his back out, which kind of scared me, because I thought, like, well, what if nothing happened? And I didn't have the guts to ask anything. So when I said amen, it was kind of like, that was it. And I tried to find another subject to talk about. So anyways, I get in the chair about a month later to get my hair cut again. And he says, remember how you prayed for my back last time? And I was, like, quite sheepish. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I've had no pain since. And, like, I think I'm supposed to be the one with faith and all that. But I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, no pain at all. And I'm pretty sure he knew that Jesus exists, loves him, and actually healed his body. And so that was a pretty neat experience for me, and hopefully it was a great experience for Dewey as well. Not just a healing in a church service, but a healing like during a haircut. It's kind of cool.
I thought that was a really cool story. There's a similarity with Dee there. The healing comes with the kingdom of God, and as the kingdom of God is established, but you don't often feel when healing has happened. You don't often know when healing has happened. He went away for a month and didn't know the testimony, and heard it a month later that this guy's back was completely well and it had not had a problem since. In Luke, if you've got your Bibles, I'd love you to open them. I also happen to have it on the screen. But in Luke 11, 8 through 11, it says, whenever you enter a town, so this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, and they receive you, eat what is set before you, heal the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. As the people of God, we should see hospitality coming from the people of the world. Isaiah paints this picture of all the wealth of the world coming towards the people of God. And what we see here is as the disciples go out, there is a hospitality, a welcome that comes to them. And they're instructed, when people do welcome them, a person of peace welcomes them, eat what they offer before you, and then respond to them with the hospitality of the kingdom of God. So the hospitality of the kingdom of God is that you heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So the hospitality they offer us is a full stomach. The hospitality we offer to them is healing. It's interesting that in this passage we see all the people coming to Jesus and Jesus healing all the people. Many people came to him, he healed them, and they were queued up outside his door. He's saying, actually, go to other people's doors because this way you get fed and the people get healed and the kingdom of God comes to them. When it talks about Jesus healed many in this passage, it's not saying that Jesus didn't heal all. It's that many were healed. A lot of people with various diseases came to Jesus, and all of these people were sent away healed. All the people that needed deliverance were sent away delivered. The hospitality of the kingdom of God is healing. The people of this world are hospitable to healing. We see when someone is healed, people are like, oh, my worldview has just been exploited. I'm not sure how this even works. There's a hospitality in people in their response to the kingdom coming in the form of healing. See, people of this world, they want to be healed. There's lots of broken bodies running around, or not really running. Lots of bodies that need healing in this world, hearts that need healing. And that's a hospitality that we have to offer to other people, that God's actually blessed us with to offer. Wherever the Father leads us to establish the kingdom of God, there's a favor for healing. See, when we look at Jesus in this passage, we see he goes away to a solitary place, look in verse 35. He gets up early, it's still dark, he goes off to a solitary place and he prays, no doubt seeking the Father on his direction as to where next. He's eventually found by everyone, and when they find him, they're like, everyone's looking for you. Of course they're looking for him. They've seen healing come through him, and they're like, hey, but I've got this friend. He needs healing. I've got this other friend. He needs healing. Have you heard about this guy, Jesus? This thing you've been limping around with, he could heal that. And so everyone's looking for him, but we see that Jesus says, no, actually, my priority is the kingdom of God. Healing is just something that flows with the kingdom, but his priority is the kingdom. Let's go to somewhere else, to the nearby village, so I can preach there also. That's why I've come. So he heads to another village so that he can proclaim the kingdom. And we know that as he proclaims the kingdom, that more healing in that village was going to flow. And so then we see in verse 40 and following, we see the man with leprosy who says to Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus, it says Jesus was indignant. I think a better translation is the alternate. Jesus was filled with compassion. And he said, I am willing, be clean. See, proclamation was his priority, but healing is just something that came as he made that proclamation. The kingdom of God is now. Healing needs to be accompanied by proclamation. You see, people need to know which kingdom is coming to them. Who is the king of that kingdom? It's all very well for us to pray for people and to see them heal, but if we don't declare Jesus, we've missed an opportunity to point to the source of the glory that they've just seen manifested on earth. And so it doesn't need to be complex. All we need to say when we pray for someone for healing and they're healed is, you know, Jesus did this and you can be part of his family and you can heal other people too. You just point people to Jesus. Jesus did this. This is his kingdom that's come near to you. The simple instruction that Jesus gave to his disciples. A good healing testimony is one that cannot be kept in. Let's read the parallel passage that parallels with Mark 1:29. In it we see when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and they drove out spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. Do you see what Matthew does here as he talks about the healing that happened in that house? He establishes that healing was actually something that came through the cross. Matthew 8:14 references Isaiah 53:4. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. Surely he took up our pain. It confirms this passage speaks about Jesus and speaks of more than just salvation. See, some streams of Christian thinking look at the cross and just see that Jesus died in our place and that's all. It was just the punishment of God falling on him. But actually more was being achieved on that place of the cross. He bore our pain. He bore our suffering on the cross. And so Matthew links it back to here. And so let me read that again, Matthew 8:17. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. He bore our diseases on the cross. Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. See, Matthew anchors healing in this place of the cross. So if healing was anchored as something that was accomplished in the cross, healing still today is not just something that's anchored in the establishment of the kingdom. It should be a natural thing that flows from the cross of Jesus Christ. Pierced through in a Hebrew is more than just hand, side and feet, because the word comes from the Hebrew word which means to take sickness upon. So on the cross he took sickness upon. Transgression is not just merely sin, but a violation that we've committed and things that have come against us as individuals. So he takes on the things that have come against us as individuals on the cross. 1 Peter talks about how he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we may die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. See, as we return to the shepherd, his desire is to heal us. His desire is to heal our hearts. His desire is to bring healing to bodies and the bodies of others through us. Psalm 103, I love what it says about the Lord. It says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. This is the God that we worship, Yahweh Rapha, the one that delights to heal, whose desire is to heal, as demonstrated on the cross, and who purchased healing for us on the cross. God is willing to heal, and so we see that through the cross. Rod, when did we do the five-step healing? Was it like last year? Works is a really easy framework around interviewing someone. So what's going on? Where's your level of pain at? What are the facts? Basic questions to guide your prayers. So this is how we pray for healing. Spiritual gifts series back in like May, June last year. In prayer selection, petition prayer or command prayer, often suggested start with a command prayer. Command your sickness, get out of this person in Jesus' name. Petitioning Jesus to come and heal, as Todd White was, as he had his thumbs on the eyes of that lady. Maybe praying in response to a word of knowledge, that is information or details that God's given you to pray into. And then there might be some prayer ministry that comes off. Often unforgiveness is linked to healing that hasn't flowed or a natural healing process that hasn't happened in someone's body. So dealing with those things in prayer ministry, re-interviewing. How are you going? What's happening in your body? Is anything going on? Where have things got to? Continue to pray. Continue to pray. You see in that video at the start that Todd White continued to pray, continued to test what was happening. And then post-prayer suggestion and encouragement to continue to walk with Jesus. One of the suggestions I remind people of is if pain comes back, just tell it to go in Jesus' name, because often the enemy of our souls loves to give us a little bit of a poke of pain to convince us that the healing hasn't really happened. And so telling it to go in Jesus' name. So how do you know that God wants to heal? Well, we look at the cross. God wants to heal. So how do we know who to heal? Well, at a really simple level, where is there sickness? You don't need a word of knowledge to see a lot of sickness around you. You just need to pray. Sometimes we get a word of knowledge. We might feel it in our bodies. We might receive a picture. We might have a word in our minds, or we might see something overlaid in the natural. Sometimes we just need to respond to what we see right in front of us. An interesting thing that you may not know is if someone has sickness in their body, or if you think someone has something that is needing healing, you can ask Jesus to point out where it is to you. This may be a new thing for you, but I'd like us to do just a little exercise to demonstrate how this might work for you. So I'd like to get you to close your eyes. This is not picturing healing here. I want you to picture a cowboy hat. Can you see in your mind a cowboy hat? Open your eyes when you can see that picture in your mind. Yeah, okay. Good. Now, I want you to, with your eyes still open, picture me wearing that hat. Can you see, like, that image that you saw with your eyes closed overlaid over me? Often when people see a vision in the natural, it looks exactly like that. It's a faint... in our minds, we have projectors, and we're able to see. When we open our eyes, we can still tap into that projector. Now, on that projector, the enemy can sometimes put an image, but God can also project onto that image. Ourselves, our spirits can put an image on that space, but God can also do that. So we can invite him to project onto that projector inside of our minds with a vision. And so how does that work in praying for people and asking God for a pinpoint on terms of healing? The other night I prayed for someone, and I was praying for a particular part of their body, and I had like a quadrant drawn up, and four quarters. I asked God, can you just point out in which part of whichever quarter it is that the thing is that you're wanting me to pray for? And it was clear. He pointed it out, and I said to the person, is it just here? And they said, yeah, it's exactly there. And so what did... praying in that way with a word of knowledge do? It raised the faith of that person that we prayed for healing. And so that's the purpose of word of knowledge. And so quite often you can see someone that is limping, and you can ask God, pinpoint, where's that limp coming from? And God can pinpoint that. Sometimes you might need to close your eyes for that. Sometimes you might, and just picture like a body, because you can see that anatomy body. Close your eyes now, picture an anatomy body. And you can see the different parts of the body, right? I often get confused whether when God gives me it's a knee that needs healing, whether which knee it is or whatever, but when I close my eyes and I ask God to show me which knee on the picture, then I can turn it around and make sure I've got which knee is the right knee. So that's sort of helped me in terms of understanding. I love healing because it shows people how real God is, how God wants to work and how he can heal. Every time we've done Alpha, we've done this Words of Knowledge and we're seeing people healed. It's amazing. It was amazing doing it with our Persian brothers and sisters because their faith for healing is right up like here, because most of them came to faith through miraculous healing being witnessed in their family and someone from their deathbed coming back to full health. And so for them, we just prayed for stuff. We prayed for wrists and we prayed for stomachs and we prayed for knees. And I was shocked. I would ask them the question, how's it feeling? Oh, no, it's completely better. And it was just normal for them. For me, I was like the haircut guy going, are you sure? Because I don't reckon I really prayed hard enough for that one. But that's how I've seen God work many, many times. And now for many testimonies, I probably should get better at writing some of those down. This, I'm about to just show a video of Jamie Heath. And we previously used to use his Alpha. And this is one of my favorite healing testimony stories. So have a listen into this.
When I was 17, I was in a youth group in the church. And it was this sort of Friday night meeting. And I was sitting next to this guy called Chris. And Chris, he looked like he was going to be sick at any second. I was like, you all right? He said, I feel a bit sick. So we took him outside, myself and another guy called Jamie. And we gave him a drink of water, prayed that his nausea would lift, which it did. And we're like, and then I stupidly said, is there anything else we could pray for while we're here? Well, he dragged us out of this meeting. And he said, you can actually. I was born with tunnel vision. And, it's like I don't have any peripheral vision at all. Up, down, to the sides, none. I was like, why did I open my stupid mouth? How is that going to get healed right now? So he said, it's like I've got, tubes on my eyes like that. I was like, okay. So with zero faith, minus faith, I just sort of said, okay. Well, we laid hands on his eyes, they were closed, and prayed, Lord, would you heal Chris in Jesus' name? Amen. It was not profound, not full of faith at all. He opened his eyes and he said, I can see the floor and the ceiling. I didn't believe him. I thought it was some sort of practical joke. He was pulling our leg. I was like, yeah, right. Okay. But then something inside of us, we were just like, well, okay, what about the walls? No, can't see the walls. Mark 8, Jesus prayed for the blind man twice. Okay, well, let's pray again. Hands on the eyes. Lord, it seems like you're doing something here. Would you heal him completely? He opened his eyes after a couple of minutes, see the walls. I didn't believe him. The youth group, we went back into the youth group, they went ballistic. Just loving this. God has healed Chris. I'm like, no, he hasn't. It was a week later when the doctor's reports came in and then the church went wild. I was like, oh my goodness, this is true. I never felt anything. And I'm ashamed that I felt so sort of lacking in faith. But I think that what that experience showed me was this is biblical. We actually got to follow Jesus' model in that. It's about obedience. It's not about feeling mighty and full of faith in any way. But also, that this is what God likes to do. He cares about people. He cares about the tiny details of their lives.
So if Jesus was here tonight, what would he do? He'd heal people, wouldn't he? For Jesus, how complicated would it be? Not complex at all, just a touch, just a word. He is here tonight. And so what I would like us to do is I'd like us to just pause and close our eyes where we're at just so we're not distracted and pray and invite God to give us a word of knowledge about what he's wanting to heal. But at this stage, let's steer away from things that you know already need healing. And you may feel something different in your body. It might be hurting somewhere where it doesn't usually hurt. God might give you a picture or a word in your mind. So I'm just going to give you a minute or two to just pray and ask God. And at the end, I'd love you if you can share that and we can pray for some healing.